This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
You guys are friends of the program, man. I can never turn y'all down.
I know that's right. That's Stacey King.
The friends of the program are my friends, and they are friends for life.
Afternoons on the Score.
Mazzellas.
Whoa.
Look,
watch your
below.
Head. Watch your head, Boozy Verts.
Matas Mazzellas. Brightest spot for the Bulls these days? I think so.
Yes.
I mean, it looks like... probably the best draft pick of Arturis Karnišovas's era here. Io DeSumo, really nice as a second rounder, but Matas looks like you can squint and see him becoming a superstar, or at least a star.
Yeah, it's between Io and Matas for me.
Okay, in terms of best draft pick.
Yeah, I still I've really appreciated what Io has become.
Me too. But in terms of ceiling...
yeah, that's it, right? Like, you're already seeing what he's doing at such an early stage of his career.
Yeah, and he's so young, and it's like... and I think they got it pretty wrong with Patrick Williams, so, you know...
who's hurt again, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's hurt, but maybe that'll mean some more minutes for guys like Julian Phillips and more. But anyway, Matas played against the Phoenix Suns, had, what, 15-3? 15 points, 3 rebounds, and after the game... a guy who's very tall, with a good handle, can shoot it, and sure can finish. Kevin Durant, who had 27-11, the surefire future Hall of Famer, was asked about Matas Mazzellas. And let's hear one of the game's greats talk about the Bulls' hope.
I like Matas. Am I saying his name right?
Yes.
Yeah, I liked him when he was in the G League. Night. I mean, he's long, athletic, can shoot it. Definitely going to have some bumps, you know, some... bumps and bruises as he get through his first few years in the league, trying to figure stuff out. But, you know, the more experience, the more reps he gets on the floor as a starter, the better he'll become. Billy's giving him more opportunity to just play. You know, I hear him on the sidelines, just attack, 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 shoot the ball. The rest of his teammates encouraging him to do that. So playing underneath that is just going to make you a better player. And, you know, just like the rest of Chicago, I'm just going to sit back and watch and see what happens from here. And, you know, I got high expectations just like you guys do. But you also know that you can't bank your whole franchise on just one player. I think everybody needs to come with their game and show that they can become a full team. And I think he's a huge piece to that.
I love how much Kevin Durant loves basketball. I wish somebody would have asked him how to fix All-Star Weekend, because I think he would have had the right answer. And for him to appreciate Matas Mazzellas' game and to know he played for Ignite, I mean, that doesn't surprise me at all. That is not false praise coming from KD. That means he's been watching.
Yeah, he doesn't lie when he talks about basketball and his opinions on stuff. He gives you the real deal. He cares about it. And he doesn't mind being abrasive and stuff like that. And you're right to know the full context of the career with G League Ignite. And I love that he's listening to what Billy's saying to him. Because obviously Kevin played for Billy. So he knows what Billy's about. And he hears Billy urging Matas to just shoot, be aggressive, go for it. And he's like, that's the right thing. Just let him play. Just let him play. Let him play and figure it out.
Well, and that's respect. Like, KD has oftentimes had really... positive comments about young Bulls. You know, this is nothing new for him. He talked about Kobe White. I believe he's also said things about Patrick Williams. Like, he appreciates being asked his opinion about other players. And I like to see what he sees in them, because that's something that you want to facilitate and grow. The only frustrating piece of it is, I guess, is that you want to see if Modest can turn this into meaningful minutes at such a young age. You know, in crunch time, is he going to play? And unfortunately, you didn't see that against the Suns. Like, you want to see him at the end of the game if he's going to be this much of a factor, especially in a season like this. Bulls get their draft pick back. You're allowed to experiment. You know, you're allowed to not stress out as much as to whether or not your pick is protected anymore.
Yeah.
So what does that mean for an outcome of a game? Are you willing to trust him with more because there might be a positive outcome?
You know, the issue being trust is correct. I got to say, of everybody involved with the Bulls, in terms of making decisions like that, I do trust Billy.
Of course.
In terms of looking at a young player and deciding what they're worthy of, and even deciding, like, is it make more sense for me to get Modest experience in here or try to win this ball game with somebody else, or like how he's parsing out that time? God, I don't trust AK. There's some players on there that I don't necessarily trust, but I do trust Billy's instincts in that way.
That's it. Billy gets the best part about this season is Billy Donovan's coaching plan gets realized and he's not punished for it. And neither is anybody who watches the Bulls. Like, this is the style of basketball we've wanted to see them play. So, you know, the biggest question for so many years was, is it Zach or is it DeMar DeRozan, who's got the ball in his hands, if you want to trust him with the final shot? Okay, now this is a team in transition. This is a team that you could argue is rebuilding. We can't use that word necessarily. I don't know.
Yep.
But who's it going to be? Who are you teaching to trust in those moments? And that's a question that I think deserves to be asked.
I think AJ Pierzynski has done a pretty interesting job in trying to walk the line between telling some truths about the White Sox and keeping some relationships with ownership of the White Sox. And we'll ask him to do that again next as we talk about the Ishbias. Am I saying it right? I want to make sure that caller's happy. I just want to make sure, you know.
Spewing your garbage.
Take care of him.
Rich hobbyist. God, how dismissive.
I really am. It's the new me. I'm leaning into the dismissive.
Heel turn speaks.
Yeah, it's
heel turn speaks.
Yeah, the caller was right. It's actually Justin.
Justin Ishbia.
Yeah.
Just want to get it right. We'll talk to AJ Pierzynski next on Spiegel and Holmes. Speaks and Layla on The Score.